Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We're going to turn our attention a little bit to local issues in Philadelphia, because one of my buddies, Stu Bykofsky, was, he's in the middle of a fight with his former employer, the Inquirer of Philadelphia. And you know what? I like Stu. I always have. He's a truth teller in a world where we don't have a lot of truth tellers. And that's why I'm very, very happy to welcome to the show my buddy Ben Maness. Ben is an expert in security and criminal justice reform. At broadandliberty.com is where he writes, and his latest piece, The Inquirer's Suit Against a Former Employee, casts doubt on their commitment to liberal values. Ben Maness, welcome back, my friend. How are things?
Good. It's really good to talk to you in the afternoon. I think this is my first time with you since you moved.
Well, it's good to talk to you as well. I'm much more awake right now.
Me too.
Yeah, me too as well. Nap. But you're all over this radio station. I know Dawn has you on all the time, so it's great to have you on our show as well. And you wrote this great piece. Stu Bykofsky, I think, is one of the voices in this city who told the truth the way it was supposed to be told, which is just honestly. And he was never afraid. And, you know, listen, I fought with Stu over the years on Twitter. We battled back and forth. But I like that about him, too, because he was always a truth teller and just a decent guy. But now he's in a fight with his former employer. What's going on?
And he's been in a fight with the Inquirer for 3 years now, which is telling because, you know, there is a greater issue here. And the greater issue here is what's happening locally in this really insipid battle between Stu and the paper that he represented for almost a half a century is the same thing we're seeing nationwide in journalism. Whereas, you know, corporate mainstream journalism gets so dug into their heels in this fight to be right about everything that they absolutely refuse to diffuse situations where they are wrong. And this is one of those situations where this all centered around a stupid going away party, a retirement party in the offices at the headquarters of the Inquirer above the Gallery Mall. And the entire rung of people on the slate were from young to old, and that staff praised Stu for his covering stories in Philadelphia, hard-nosed stories from the field for over 50 years. I mean, we're talking from the Rizzo era through now. And the last person to get up and speak was the architecture columnist, a woman named Inga Saffron, who's never physically worked with Stu on any stories. And she got up there and just laced into this diatribe where she accused him of everything from biased journalism to racism to child prostitution in Thailand. And, you know, normally this is a situation where you could laugh it off, but there were cameras running at this thing, and it suddenly ended up in, like, three other news outlets where now Stu, in his retirement, with a pretty paltry buyout from the paper and his pension, has to go back and fight to defend his name because now he's branded as some kind of, you know, child, you know, pedophile because nobody would stop this woman from this diatribe. And the joke of it is the entire editorial staff, all the bosses were in the room. And they could have just walked up to her and said, oh, ha, ha, thank you. And, you know, for 3 years now, he's been in court and had numerous, you know, abilities to say, hey, just admit you're wrong and apologize publicly, and I'll let the whole thing go. And they wouldn't. And worse off, and this is the key, the hinge pin to the piece, when his suit, which is in court today, and there's some new revelations I'll break as exclusives on your show, as it goes into court this week, they've countersued him to try to bully him out of dropping this claim because it's definitely a losing case on their behalf. And they're going as far as, you know, trying to sue him out of the $47,000 buyout, which is less than what their lawyers are going to charge for the actual tort. So they're just bullying this elderly man out of giving up his pension money in an event to defend someone who was clearly wrong on their watch. And they're doing it with the most hypocritic ways possible. Case in point.
Well, do you think this is more to do with the fact that Stu Bykofsky was one of the more conservative writers at the Inquirer?
I think that is an incredibly important point, and I'll tell you why. Stu Bykofsky's work can, in the progressive age, be considered conservative. But Stu makes no bones about being a registered Democrat who was part of a war movement in the Vietnam era and, you know, put Frank Rizzo's feet to the fire. So this is not a conservative. But let me break the joke here, which is the Inquirer is seeking as a witness today in selection Helen Gim. Now, Helen Gim wasn't at the party. So all Helen Gim was going to do is get on the stand and talk about how awful.
Hey, I should mention, Helen Gim wants to run for mayor, and she's probably one of the most progressive council members in the city.
Right. And by putting her on the witness list, what are they telling everyone? They're going to tell everyone that this is going to be about how Stu is insensitive and, you know, racially insensitive, which is actually not true. I mean, the fact is, I only came into Stu's orbit over a decade ago because he covered one of my bridesmaids at my wedding's son was, African-American, son was killed on South Street in a murder. And he was the only one who was covering it, gave him a whole article because, he wasn't getting his justice, as we see with so many cases now. So this is not someone who's racially insensitive. This is a real last tier, beat journalist who doesn't sit in the office and Google and take the,
This is a guy.
Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, here's a guy who goes out and gets a story. And if the story tells a tale that may not fit the narrative, oh, so be it. It's true, and he's verified it, and he's got it through the editors. And the fact is, they just don't like that these days. But the lengths they're going to hurt this man's simple defamation lawsuit in court is proving just how the hypocrisy of mainstream media these days. And that includes them going after Ralph Cipriano in 2021 to try to get him to expose the sources he used in his coverage of this, which is a violation of the SHIELD Act.
Just so everyone knows, tell us who Ralph Cipriano is.
So Ralph Cipriano currently runs Big Trial, the Philly Law blog. But, the irony of the story is Ralph, sued the Inquirer in 1998 and got a settlement from them because they defamed him when he was one of their, veteran journalists, the guy who literally broke the Archdiocese scandal 20 years ago. I think, they have a pattern of going after people who they don't agree with or don't politically like or don't physically like. And they have no problem spending the money. They buy out veteran journalists because they think, well, we can't afford them. We'll get someone fresh out of J school. And then they spend twice as much as this buyout in legal bills to try to shut them up because they don't like the fact that, they're not singing the tune they want.
So we have a clear case of biased journalism, no doubt, as they go after their former employees. Ben Manis, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. Come back and see us again, my friend, broadandliberty.com. Thanks, Ben.
Will do, Rich. Always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.